This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, happy Wednesday, kiddos. Final hour of the calendar year for the Travis and Sliwa program. Clint Yates here, Beto Duran's in the building. Amanda, of course, is sitting in. Taylor Gang's in the building, and Emily's back home. You heard about her Olive Garden adventure. We're going to get a food review. We're going to get a little bit of a food review from you later. We're talking about the Raiders right now, though, because obviously they just benched Derek Carr, which is a very interesting situation. I'm reading some stats here about him. Most losses by a starting QB in their first nine NFL seasons since 1950.
Oh, geez.
Bro, Derek Carr is second on that list behind the guy most known as the most lovable loser in the history of the NFL, Archie Manning. Dude, this number is at 79. That is wild. 80 losses borderline for Derek Carr in his first nine seasons in the NFL. That is not a good clip overall. We had a Jets fan that brought up Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's mom is currently on the internet telling her friends about how her son wants her to cancel her Instagram account.
Yes, she
don't
should.
Don't want that guy anywhere near
she should.
Any of your franchises if you're looking to succeed.
Like, what is a locker room talk there, right? You're trying to lead an offense. You're trying to lead a team. You're the quarterback. You're the face. You're the one that everybody talks to. And the whispers, like, man, your mom back there. Dude, your mom.
Your mom's out here talking all sorts of noise on IG.
I mean, you got kids filming their mom, their for OnlyFans, right? Like, it's just a different kind of world we're in right now. But
it's just,
damn,
it's weird.
When you're running a football franchise in New York, like, it's not like he's the kicker, right? He's the quarterback. But then again, they got their own issues in that family. There's all kinds of other stuff
They should have known better picking that guy. That's not the dude that you want to replace Derek Carr.
And don't these teams go above and beyond? Don't they ask, like, these high-profile quarterbacks all these random questions? Like, I mean, we've heard some of the questions that get asked at the combine about race and what would you do and the way you're growing up.
You can't account for that, though. I mean, there's no way
but they do the research on their mom. All you do is on Instagram, you go and you find the kid's mom. Like, all right, you know, that's sus, as Laura would say. But look, when you're recruiting a kid to a college, you recruit the parents, too. Right?
Bro, he went to BYU. There are extenuating circumstances. This is not a normal situation.
Yeah, no, but come on, Clint. You're going to tell me that somebody didn't know that the mom was out there wilding like this?
I mean, maybe they didn't care. Thought the kid was going to be pretty good. You're talking about a team who's got a head coach who took a limo from New Jersey with a New Jersey State Transit escort to get to Madison Square Garden in the rain at rush hour.
I'm okay with that.
Not exactly a team that knows what they were doing. No, you're not. All right, that's craziness if you live in New York. Anyway, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Hector in Anaheim, you're on with Beto and Clinton.
Yeah, hey guys, that's where to say it's kind of bittersweet. You know, my brother actually played against Derek Carr in college. He went to Tennessee State. I feel like he'll be a good quarterback maybe for somebody else. The Raiders, though, I think it was about time he went on. And kind of like the last caller, I kind of expressed the same sentiment that he didn't always have the best resources around him. With the year that he did, he was an MVP candidate up until he broke his leg on that Christmas game. So,
thanks for the phone call, Hector. Sorry, I can't listen to a phone call that sounds like it's in a shipping container. Nothing personal. It's just that the audio quality wasn't really there.
But shout out to his brother playing at San Jose State.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, listen, and I get that there is something bittersweet about it. You know, the guy played here in the Valley. There's something in terms of a connectivity, if you will, to the area. But 80 losses borderline in nine seasons. Bro, that's a problem, Beto. Mm-hmm. Not good. Anyway, so we mentioned we were going to talk about some of the most disappointing moments of the year.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I think the most obvious one is obviously the Dodgers, who won 111 games only to get not just lose to the Padres, Cappy's Padres, Beto.
Sliwa's Padres.
They got Sliwa's Padres. They got popped by the Padres.
Right.
And, you know, there's now questions as to sort of, you know, what exactly are we looking for as Dodgers fans right now from this team, you know? Very disappointing. Where did this rate on the disappointment scale for you, Beto?
Top. The Dodgers are built in a way where if it's not a World Series, it's a losing year for me. It's the expectations that you bring. It's the anticipation that you have when you're selling out spring training games, because people want to be part of the fabric of that team, and when you want to be involved with them, and you cruise through the season. And yeah, look, the playoffs, obviously, they're a crapshoot, right? You never know what team might get hot, what arms are going to get hot, how you're going into it. That being said, your expectation for a Dodger fan is the World Series. Are you going to win it? Hey, never know. But just get there. Get me to the dance. Give me a chance to actually participate in it. When you lose like that, that sucks. And when you don't fulfill what everybody expected, Vegas oddsmakers, your team, your manager, it's a disappointment year. So that's the biggest one, because that is still, for me, a team that should have won the World Series. It's still a team that has way too much talent. It's a team that should find ways where one guy's not going, somebody else is going to pick you up, and you have that all season long. They do a great job in the regular season. Of course, they build a great team. But when you get into the playoffs, you still got to execute. And they didn't do that. And when you're telling me you're going to take me to Mastros, you drive by, and you're in the parking lot, and then we're at Jack in the Box.
Like, we're at Olive Garden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not even at Sizzler. We're at Olive Garden.
It was right there, Beto. It was.
You're right.
Right there.
You're right.
7-7, 7-10.
Damn it. I need to work every day to get this.
Okay. All right. We're gonna take another call. That's fine. But yeah. So you know what? While we're here, though, Olive Garden. Since we brought it up, what was the food review like? What did you actually get at Olive Garden across the table? Because my understanding is that the food is not great at Olive Garden, but it's
the tour of Italy.
Yeah.
It's the same for the last 30 years, right?
Yeah, it's the same everywhere you go, which is why it's comforting. That's why chain restaurants are nice, because you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get the same thing every year. Same thing I got when I was 12 years old is what I got now. So my family, we split.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is that your Olive Garden order that has not changed since you were 12? Or is this like a general thing in your life that once you decided it was good then?
Yeah, my Olive Garden order is staying the same. If I'm going to the chain restaurant, I'm going to get the same thing typically.
Okay.
So like that's kind of how I roll, because it's comforting.
That's an early commit to this.
Yeah,
video.
You're too young to be having patterns.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wow.
That's a Michael Thompson old man move right there. Where,
I'm an old woman.
No, you're not.
It's fine.
No, you're not.
So what'd you get?
I feel like an old woman sometimes. But we got calamari for the table. We split that as a starter. And then we got dipping sauces for the breadsticks. I did not care for. My cousin got it. And then I got chicken Alfredo, and it was a trillion calories, and I only ate half of it, so it was great. And then, but everyone else around the table kind of had a mix of stuff. Someone got tour of Italy. My cousin actually got an order to go on top of what she ordered.
Jeez.
She took that out too. So, it was for breakfast tomorrow. You know, you might as well. Not breakfast. Lunch the next day.
I was gonna say.
But yeah, everyone got, some people got chicken parm, some people got chicken Alfredo.
How much booze?
Scampis, two pitchers of sangria, and then I also
hold on,
got
you mentioned that before.
Bolita.
That was all that was consumed during the night by the group was two pitchers of sangria. I thought y'all were busting it down.
I know.
That's what I thought.
I thought so too. I expected us to be busting it down, but it was not happening because everyone else.
No wonder there were no fights.
Right, exactly. So there was just the two pitchers, and then two people had to drive. And then I had a strawberry Bellini on top of it. They were kind of trying to like.
This sounds like an office party going to have Christmas dinner. That's what it sounds like. It's like the passive aggressive coworkers are like, we kind of like each other. The boss is taking me. Because if it's the cousins, I don't know about you, CY. If I'm going with cousins, we have bottles. We're bringing our own.
We'll figure out how we get home later.
We're going to Olive Garden.
It doesn't. Okay. We're putting it into your perspective. Okay. We're going to Olive Garden, right? I am crushing some tiramisu. I'm getting after it. All that stuff.
Did you say you had a Bellini?
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like
a
nighttime
Bellini.
What's that?
It's just champagne and then strawberry
like,
puree.
It's like a version that's funny.
Oh, raspberry.
It's like a version of a mimosa, but it's typically a brunch drink. I would not have expected that in an Olive Garden.
I don't know. It worked fine for me in the evening, I drank two beers before I went.
That's what I'm talking about.
Drank some wine pre-game.
In the car. Were you drinking
in
the car?
Did you hear about Amanda?
The
Amanda Road Sodas. Amanda, did you hear about the situation with the ciders that unfolded yesterday?
I did. I was listening when I heard about the dropped ciders.
Did we get quote unquote?
Quote
unquote.
Air quotes. Yeah. The dropped ciders.
Did we get to the bottom of that?
Yeah. So what happened here was it's in a case. So it's in a case in which I guess my sister was holding it by one end of the box.
So are we talking like how many bottles are we talking
12.
About here?
12.
So
it's okay. a 12 pack. I know exactly what she's going to say here.
So she's holding the one side of the handle. Okay.
Yep. So then that handle broke.
Gave
and then
way.
It all crashed. And then so when I went out to go to Olive Garden, I saw the wet splatter on the pavement outside of her house. So I was like,
it legit happened. She wasn't lying.
It did legit happen. And so then and it shook up some of my boulder rocks. It was fine. I had some later, but you know, it's my sister bought it for me anyway, so I can't really complain that much.
I was
my
really
sister buys me a lot of things.
She had just taken a straight up sibling tax and been like, I'm drinking two of these with a friend of mine. No
Would've
way
been
I'm
nice,
just
but...
running beers for my sister.
She's taking her pinch.
There's no way Emily survives with the Mexican primas, man. There's no way they're going to...
I would.
I don't know.
Drink You're... the best of them.
No, it's not the drinking part. It's just sitting around like, I don't know. See,
it was one function, Beto.
Yeah, but like, she's the L.A. superstar coming in with like...
Okay, hold on. That's what you would do. Okay,
that's what she wanted to do. She wanted people to fawn over her.
That was me gassing her up. I don't think that was real.
No, but in her town, they think she's on SportsCenter in her town. They don't know any better.
Why
okay,
do you
can
have
I,
Beto?
Can I for
that's
people,
where she's from.
For people like me who don't know Virginia well, can you explain how small are you from a town or from a city? Like what?
I can explain this. If you
I'm from suburbia. Okay. I'm from a large suburban area, so I would equate it more like the OC. Like it's less like it's Appalachia, and it's more like a smaller town in the OC.
She's like from like Temecula, huh?
Yeah, I would say
you're not OC's big accurate. City for you.
Yeah, I would
you're
say
like Temecula.
I'm from Orange County, where we got plenty of cities. We don't have towns; we're cities. So,
she's Menifee.
Fredericksburg. I mean, where she's from is a city. I would qualify it as much more of a city than some of these places down along PCH that claim to be cities. To be quite honest, but I mean, that's just a matter of size. That's not a matter of like intent or what they're doing. There's
it's
a
not
lot
like
of people
I graduated with like. Less than 100 people. I had like 400 people in my graduating class. Like it's a big class.
It's not
200
so it's
math
not that
class.
Small.
It's not the sticks at all.
Got
not
it.
Remotely. No, you know what I mean? So
not exactly. I don't need to be defensive, but it's not like I grew up in the middle of nowhere. But,
well, no. So it's not like one of those places where everywhere you go, you see people you know.
Yeah, it is.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not really.
That's just what Beto wants
though.
To believe it is.
Yeah. Okay, is there a Red Lobster in your town?
He's making up this fanfic just for the sake of his own name.
I like the biscuits from Red Lobster.
Yeah, there's a Red Lobster in your city, right?
Yes, but there's Red Lobster, obviously.
Is it all chain restaurants?
There's Red Lobster in the OC. There's Red Lobster in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what are you getting at here, Beto?
I've never been to one because I've gone to real restaurants. I don't go to chain restaurants, man. You want to find me.
So don't even try it. If you don't know the appeal, then why are you knocking it?
Because I wanted her to be in that Olive Garden going, that's it, with like a fur coat. Dropping it on the floor.
Oh, yeah,
that's
so Emily.
How this goes.
No, hey, when you come from LA, that's what these people were thinking, right?
No.
Me and you, we're going to.
No, listen.
See what?
Okay,
we're going to take
I've
Emily.
Something.
No, we're going to go to Del Rey.
Because you're running your mouth. I'm not going to any chain restaurant with you ever.
Ever.
Because
you
don't know how
chain
to act.
Well,
great.
We won't go to a chain restaurant anyway.
We're going
to have to worry about
we're going to Pico Rivera. We're going to Del Rey. We're going to have an old school steak and we'll be all right.
That's fine. But you're not understanding the appeal of chain restaurants. The appeal is that everybody kind of knows the drill. It's like fast food, except it's not fast. That's the idea. You know what I'm saying?
Beto,
I've worked
you
in chain
said
restaurants
last
for
week
years.
You went to Chili's. So let's.
I went to Chili's. Hold on. I went to Chili's to kill time during traffic, and I sat at the bar and I was making bets to kill time on the 5. And if you
but
know
you
that.
Went to Chili's. You didn't go to a restaurant.
What about Cheesecake Factory, Beto?
Cheesecake. I haven't been there since I was like 30, maybe. Yeah. I mean, LA has come with great
cuisines.
That was
a long time ago.
Yeah, that was at least 20 years ago. 20 years ago. 25 years ago, yeah. I'm 44. I have no problem saying I'm 44.
So, Beto, I think you need to embrace the ability that sometimes a Cheesecake Factory is fun. Sometimes an Olive Garden is fun.
As Amanda said, I don't leave the house. If I'm going to leave the house,
yeah,
I'm going to make it
worthwhile. You got to stop knocking this. A, you're killing the bits. And B, you don't know what you're talking about. This is so fun.
Hey, Beto, Yard House is a chain restaurant.
Thank you.
And the only one I go to is the one right below us.
That's the same difference.
Because
there's
nothing to do right here.
And the main reason why people find attractions to chain restaurants is either because they worked at one or they know somebody that's worked at one beyond actually having attended one. That's the main thing about it is that everybody has experienced at some point in their life what this, you know, whole life is about.
I just wanted Emily say, no paparazzi at this Olive Garden. I wanted her right there with Biff from the football team say, Emily, I always wanted to be on ESPN. Yeah, I wanted that to happen.
It's a little bigger than that. I'd be honest. I bet you there's as good of a chance in a place where Emily's from that people say, "Oh, that's all you're doing is on radio and as in LA instead of, you know, the other way because it's that kind of the country."
Nah, she even said it. There's nobody famous out of her area. Nobody's doing anything big from her area.
No,
coming up,
people that went to the NFL, people that went to the NBA.
Thank you.
Reserves.
Right. We're going to continue to explain to Beto that the world is maybe a little bit larger than Los Angeles.
No, not really.
Travis and Sliwa, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Travis and Sliwa, Duran and Yates, 710 ESPN, last program of the 2022 calendar year. Bro, I'm looking at all these images online, and they're just suitcases.
Moms.
Moms, yes, moms. Of course, moms. Always moms. Never forget the moms. Suitcases upon duffel bags upon duffel bags all over everywhere in America. I just read one tweet that said hundreds of unclaimed suitcases near Southwest Airlines baggage claim at National right now. That's in DCA. Just spoke with a couple from Fredericksburg who found their bags after driving all night from the Chicago area. We talked about this a little bit. Beto, have any of your friends – have there been any updates on people that are traveling around in your world? Because this is a mess. And I know a few people that are caught up.
Our good friend Carlos Saisu here from the station. He's still trying to figure out where the heck he's at.
Really? He's still in Atlanta?
He's still trying to get to Atlanta. He's been in a bunch of different cities. Well, the tournament that I worked yesterday, the Classic of Damien, teams unable to get here, so other teams filled in. My son's team is down in San Diego because a team from D.C. unable to get into San Diego because the airport was shut down. Southwest is just a mess. I'm flying out later on tonight. 6 o'clock, I'm going to San Antonio with Sedano. I'm working the Alamo Bowl with him. He's doing the play-by-play for ESPN Radio. I'm his spotter.
Okay.
I have a 6 o'clock flight. Normally, the way we travel, I take a backpack. It's only a one-day trip in and out. I would get there at 5:15-ish, right? Right when they're bored because I know the TSA. I know the where to work it. Today, sure. I'm getting there at 4.
You're going straight there? Yeah.
I am not taking a chance. I'm going to get there because even with the TSA, even with all the checks, I just know the airports are going to be a mess. And I don't even want to have a carry-on bag. I'm just taking just the backpack. Usually, it's a backpack and a carry-on. No. I am no chance because I don't want them to say, "Oh, sir, we got to check that down low." No, right. I'm not messing around. Especially you go to San Antonio, it's a smaller airport. Nope.
Amanda, do you have any people that have been affected by all of this madness in terms of air travel and weather and so on and so forth? It's been pretty brutal across the country.
Thankfully, no, but I have been following it on the news, and it's just sad because I saw them talking to a woman yesterday, and she's traveling with a one-year-old, and she's stuck for basically a week, and she was supposed to be back home at work.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah, so you got to think about these. They talked to another man who, him and his wife, you know, they were to be back at work the next day, and now they were going to miss a whole week of work. Wow. So, like, it's not just affecting, like, people's travel, right? It's truly affecting their lives and other aspects of their lives. Like, what if they didn't have that vacation time to take, right? And now they're forced to take it.
Yeah, it's
reading
a mess.
I'm reading something from a Southwest pilot who said,
"Oh, I saw that."
Quote, "I don't know what to say. Southwest Airlines has imploded. Their antiquated software system is completely fried. Planes are parked. Crews are stranded at the airports with the passengers, volunteering to take the passengers in the parked planes, but the software won't accept it. Phone lines are overwhelmed by both passengers and crews. I personally spent over 2 hours trying to get a hold of anyone in the company last night after midnight. A captain and I did manage to get one flight put together on the Christmas night and got people home. Kudos to the ops agent and dispatcher for making it happen." I mean, this is madness.
I think there's a chance that this is the end of Southwest.
I think so, too. And that's what I was going to ask you guys. Do you think that this is a, for lack of a better term, a red card offense for an airline?
Well, it hasn't just this weekend. Southwest had a shutdown in the middle of the summer, right? Because the employees.
Yeah, last year they also had an issue, I believe. Yeah. But I think this is a PR nightmare. I think you're going to see a massive, massive amount of lawsuits against them.
Yeah, and people, and now just, "Oh, I can't get out." Like, yeah, we know you can't, but they don't have the care.
Well, and
they're
not giving them vouchers. They're not giving people anything.
Yeah,
they're just saying sorry.
Yeah, my flight, the one I booked for my daughter, I thought I was going to get my money back. I didn't. I'm just getting credit now. Like, wait a minute. No. I booked the one where I get money back. I don't need credit. Like, so I'm not even going to bother with it right now. I'm just happy that I have something back. But, jeez, it's going to be a nightmare.
Do we have our top 10 TikTok songs available, Emily? Because the one that comes to mind. No, listen. The one that comes to mind. I think you know which one I'm talking about, Emily, which is by Taylor Swift. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. That's what's going on right now with Southwest Airlines. I mean, it's. And I don't want to get too far into like airline talk, but I know it kind of matters around here because a lot of
everybody's affected by it.
Fly a lot of different planes for a lot of different reasons. But I actually learned something. There it is. We were going to get to this later, which is the top 10 TikTok songs from the year, because this is how I hear music all the time now. It's very weird, but So I learned this, and I don't know. I know a decent amount about air travel just from having been in a lot of airports, but I don't know a whole lot procedurally about why everything works the way it does. As it turns out, Southwest doesn't have hubs, which is what created the actual problem here, is that once their chain situation broke down, then none of the flights were available for anything because, hello, they don't actually have planes just sitting around at one particular place. Everything is dependent on everything else. So, Amanda, I think in addition to the fact that Southwest might not be operational after this, I think the government's got to step in and say, hey, maybe you're not allowed to run your daggone plane operation like this.
Oh, well, I mean, they already
put people in that position.
They already are, you know.
Yeah.
Like the government got involved yesterday. So, I mean, this has turned into a giant mess. And, you know, this all could have been fixed by upgrading your system, right? Instead,
it's pilots not knowing where they're going.
Yeah.
That's wild.
How do you operate like that?
The most important person is like, hey, where am I supposed to be at? Or they'll be at an airport for a flight that got canceled when they could have easily been somewhere else.
You know, it's just a disaster. And I guess Southwest chose to stay with an antiquated system and go with, lowering flight prices. Like, they chose that, right? They chose, we're not going to increase our prices for flights. We're not going to charge for bags. And we're going to continue to work on an antiquated system. Well, obviously, it's backfired now. And I totally see this being the end of them.
This is very, very tough business model. I mean, I feel bad for everybody who's had a bad situation because, again, the psychological impact of missing something that you really had to be there for or whatever it is kind of hard. There's no refund that's going to make up for that. You know what I'm saying?
They were talking to a guy this morning who was going to his grandmother's memorial.
Jeez.
And thankfully, one of the people actually helped him get a flight out of Orange County that he was able to get on. But he asked her about his bag, and she's like, sorry, I don't have the time to help you with that.
Wow.
And he's like, what do you mean? Like, you're helping me right now. She's like, you have to go figure that out yourself.
My God.
Yeah.
That's a level of
And like, listen, I understand the stress that the employees for Southwest are under, right? And it's not their fault. It's not the ones at the ticket counters that it's their fault, right? They're as stressed as the people who are having their flights canceled or delayed, you know? But still, it's like, come on, be cordial.
It's tough. You know what I mean? It's that time of year when things are tense. You know what I mean? Folks are trying to get some kind of a release. And when the one thing you depend upon doesn't work, well, folks go crazy. It's too bad. So everybody who's got family and friends and loved ones and coworkers, Carlo, we hope you get to where you're going. Stay strong. Try to get to where you're going to be and make sure you don't hurt yourself or anybody else in the process. Coming up, we're going to talk about our predictions for next year, and I'm going to get into these TikTok songs if it kills me. It's Travis and Sliwa, Yates and Duran, 710 ESPN. Travis and Sliwa, Duran and Yates. Last program of 2022, so we're doing some recapping, some lists, if you will, taking stock of what's gone on over the course of the calendar year. And, of course, this is the year that I became obsessed with TikTok for a bunch of different reasons, Emily being a large part of it, basically.
Downloaded it yesterday just for you.
I'm not cool unless I can find something that's on there, which is, in fact, very true, so I appreciate that. So we're going to go through the top 10 songs. Now, there's a couple things here, which is that what's funny about music on TikTok is that I don't look at music there and I think, ooh, that's a song I really want to hear. Because oftentimes they're edited, they're skewed, they're created in different ways because, you know, copyright laws don't allow you to use the actual songs. But there is a very interesting, like, I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, but some sort of association with an act that happens when I hear a certain song. So some of these I know. Many of them I don't know, and I won't know until I hear them what I'm actually expecting to look at when I see them on TikTok. So number 10, I think, is probably the most obvious one. Emily, would you say so? Kate Bush running up that hill?
Yes.
This became popular, yes. I believe, because it was in Stranger Things at one point.
Mm-hmm. I have people started, no idea what you guys are talking about.
Stranger Things is a very popular television program on Netflix that did billions of dollars. Here it
never
is.
Never saw it.
So
you
here's
never
the
seen
thing,
Stranger
though.
Things?
No.
Emily, so here's the thing. I don't know that I have an activity that I associate with this song specifically when I hear it. Like, what are people doing when they're playing this song on TikTok?
I feel like people are just doing it over, like, like, day of my life. Or
just to be dramatic?
It, like,
or
when they're talking about Stranger Things, and they're like, oh my god, this song is so good. And I think it's more of just the idea of, like, that Gen Z is going back and being like, oh, we really like this song from the 80s.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll speed it up, but yeah.
All right, I'm going to keep track of how many
that makes sense.
Know.
Number 9.
So 10? No.
Armani White, Billie Eilish. If you haven't heard this song, I don't know what cave you live in.
Oh,
now, this is, you know this beat from
I know
a different
the beat.
Song, but this beat is from a different song. Now that beat
nope.
drop right
no
there,
clue. All
right. I have a very, that part, so what that is, this is sort of like the makeover song, where it's like, oh, this is what I look like now. I bet you think that I can't really put it together when I drop this beat. Boom, and then you look like some completely different person.
You're in the
and,
zone
or
right
a
now,
way better
man.
Person of yourself.
You are having your own episode right now. I love
I'm
it.
Talking to Emily, who lives yeah. in the world of 2022/3, where human beings interact with each other on TikTok. I'm just letting people know so they have an idea. Number 8.
Or, sorry, yes. before you go on, before, for people who don't aren't on TikTok, if they have young children, though, if you hear this music
yes.
coming through, and you're on the other side of the room, this is what they're watching.
This
obviously.
Is what I'm getting at. This is an educational segment, Beto. So
please,
when you're
please.
Sitting
I'm,
in the locker room.
I'm 0 for 2 right now.
Or when you're at a high school game and you hear this in the crowd.
No, I'm just
yelling, like
oh,
yesterday,
damn kids.
When we hear Skilo, I wish those aren't kids looking at TikTok. Those are grown men looking at moms.
Don't
number
worry,
8.
Beto. I'm with you.
I'm
I don't know anything about TikTok.
I'm glad you're here to learn. So number 8. Jiggle Jiggle. This song I did not know about until...
I am so over this song. It's everywhere.
So it's from...
So you do know it, Amanda. All right.
I know this one, right. but not from TikTok.
So that's what we're doing. We keep
it's on
a track.
Commercial.
Oh, what
it
commercial?
Is on a commercial, but it got popularized, basically, on TikTok. Now, Emily, what would you describe this as? This is kind of people just kind of grooving in their setup, if you will.
Yeah, they might be driving, they might be dancing. It's based off of... It's from a... show called The Chicken Shop Date, and this guy did a rap to it, and they remixed it.
Are we speaking English right here? Chicken Shop Date?
Yeah, yeah, so it's a don't... British show of a woman goes on, does a chicken shop date, so essentially like a chicken date with someone,
right.
and they eat food, and they talk about stuff. So it's from that. The guy rapped,
right.
they edited it, but this song is more like
the raps are hilarious.
I hope I go 0 for 10 on this. I'm 0 for 3
funny.
So far. All right,
number 7. It's not a competition.
No, for myself. I want to make sure I know none of this.
Number 7 is called Wait a Minute by Willow. I don't know this song, and I'm not sure if I'm going to know it when I hear it.
No shot. All right, 0 for 4.
You don't know this one, Clinton?
I don't know. What do people do when they hear
it's
this song?
Willow.
Wait, it's so you take the song and you do something to it?
Yes.
Video.
No, I mean, there's a big audience right now. I have no clue what you're talking
That's
about.
That's why I'm That's trying to explain
it. And no, but you, like, I thought you were just listening to these songs.
No, I'm trying to tell you that each song, for the purposes of what I'm explaining here, is that when you hear them, there's probably something specific happening on Twitter, to Emily's point.
Oh, so I take that song and I clean my gutters.
Or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
There's certain people that do different activities to whatever the song may or may not be.
Okay.
That's why the Armani White mm-hmm. song is very much for makeovers. I don't know the Willow song, no.
All right.
Yes, this is Will Smith's daughter
yes.
singing.
Oh.
And it's, you know, this was taken about because of her vocals in it, and then people would, like, make edits of it. But it's a lot of time. Again, this is just kind of, like, day of the life. Might be driving. But when you make a TikTok video, they want you to put music underneath it, which is
yes.
why...
People
it's
don't watch
so
videos
popular.
That don't have music on them.
Why would I care about somebody who's driving and this song is
Because it's
playing.
TikTok. As long as you look good, you're all right.
Number 6, Labyrinth Forever. For the same reason you'd listen to two guys randomly drone on about sports all day. That's why.
Nope. Next.
This is from Euphoria, which is a show that's very
okay.
popular with people.
Yes.
So that's why.
Euphoria is
it.
A TV show?
I've heard
yes,
this song
Euphoria's
before,
TV
yeah.
Show. It's a very Gen Z thing, and it's all when right. people are at parties, they'll play this.
Number five, Pharrell Williams, a name that Beto better be familiar with.
Yeah, I'm
just
so happy.
Away.
Nope. 0 for 5.
I've never heard this song either. All the songs I was expecting to be on here are not on here, but that's fine.
Well, yeah.
They're probably old because I'm an
TikTok
old.
TikTok is very specific to what you're watching.
Right.
Next one, you guys will probably know.
Next one is Lizzo. Yeah, this is a good one. I've seen a lot of people dancing to this one.
Lizzo was good on Howard Stern a couple weeks ago, so yeah. That's
Howard Stern. Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. No, I'm joking. Number three, Young Lean. I don't know who Young Lean is, but the title of the song intrigues me greatly. Ginseng Strip 2022. I've never heard this either.
Nope. This one is people will be lip syncing to it, and that's more of it. They're doing it to someone else, and like, oh, I'm never gonna leave. I'm gonna stay with you.
Okay, I got you. Number two, we're almost there.
Come on.
I don't know what number two is. I don't even know how to explain.
I'm 0 for 8. Let's go. Keep it going.
It's LSD is what it is. It's LSD is the name of the song.
I've heard this song. This is a good song.
Unfortunately, yeah. I have heard this song.
I've heard this song.
My kid
song.
Knows
wow.
it.
See, thank you.
Yeah.
Bet they're trying to be the Grinch over here.
I'm not being the Grinch. I'm just being realist. I'm 44, and I don't want to go on TikTok, so I don't know these songs.
That's why we're here to educate you. I've heard this song. Okay,
number one. This right now. I don't want to be educated.
Number one. This song is a banger. Okay? This might be the song that I use in the first TikTok that I ever make.
Hold on. Let me hear it. Meh.
It's one of the ones that people use for like day in the life, but particularly like good day in the life. Not like, oh, I'm struggling and I'm trying to get through this.
That's a good day in the life. I think that's more of like I'm having a solid day.
Yeah, no, that's a good day in the life. I might actually use that when I make my first TikTok.
Nah,
which is,
too slow. Again, it's boring.
Again, Beto.
You gotta come out with a banger, bro. Come out with
I'm trying to tell you what works in order for what people actually
that was the number one
pay
song?
Attention to. Yes, that's the most popular one. I thought that might be the one because that one is all over the place. It works well when you sort of do it right. I think my first one is going to be a day in the life doing TV and radio at ESPN.
So there's not one that has like a Bad Bunny or anything in there? Nothing in Spanish?
You got to look to find out for yourself. Instead
this
of just
is the U.S. top 10?
Bad Bunny is U.S. Bad Bunny is huge, man.
I understand that, and I think that Bad Bunny is great. I just think this was a list from top U.S., top world. Bad Bunny is on it.
Thank you for that, Emily. I appreciate it. Amanda, I'm just letting you know that I will be – I've tried to do this before, but I will be – I'm going to try to make my first TikTok once the new year changes. How do you feel about that?
I will not be watching it because I will not be joining TikTok. So
I'm not concerned about you seeing it. I'm just concerned about you being a part of it.
You have fun doing that.
Okay.
Right, so if
I pop into I have no TikToks, so no talks, if you will. So if I pop into if you see me at the station and I stick a camera in your face,
I'll say get away.
That's perfect. That's
get out of here.
That's exactly what we want.
I don't quite understand the whole TikTok thing.
There it is. I'm 28. I have no idea
what
Clinton's talking
about. That's
what
people said about Instagram and Facebook when they were old and then they want to get a part of it.
Don't worry, Emily. Soon enough, you'll be old too.
Hold on. Amanda, do you really want me actually to explain it to you? Because I was talking about this a little bit. The basic thing that Twitter does is that it allows you to use text-based thoughts to express yourself. The basic thing that IG does is that it's primarily image-based. The basic cool thing, and also because of how they work, like they're very individual and specific to where you are or what you're doing. The reason that TikTok is kind of cool is because it is both words and pictures, and it allows people to be in spaces.
So it's everything all in one.
But also, where people use it is a far more specific sense. People are in classrooms. People are in their actual houses. People are at their jobs in places where another person literally cannot be. So what they share is a very different vibe than what you share on, say, Facebook or IG or whatever. I don't watch people that I know. I don't watch people that I ever intend to know.
So you watch strangers.
Pretty much strangers do things that I don't have any access to being able to do.
So do you follow people?
It depends.
Is that how it works?
It depends. But basically, it follows your own algorithm because what you like is what it will show you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I like watching people detail their cars and I press like on a couple, I'll probably get a couple more of those in different ways in general. But no, it's not. I mean, for me as a grown-up.
It just pops up for you.
As a grown-up, it's not a super, I'm trying to find out people that are trying to get popular. Not even close. I'm just watching regular people do regular things every day that I would never get to see doing them. And that's kind of the interest that I think might actually be something if you looked at it, you know, whatever hobby you do, if there's somebody that's like really good at your hobby and you're like, oh, right, I'd like to watch that person, it's easier than going to YouTube and watching 30
For example, like if you're my Mattel, basketball, his TikTok, a bunch of highlights of kids playing basketball,
right,
dunking, Luka stuff or whatever. Michaela's big soccer, so they'll see a lot of TikToks of soccer, you know, stuff like that. So it finds out what you like.
So
and it gives
I like
you a bunch
to
of
cook and bake. Can I go on there and
yes.
find
oh
recipes,
my God.
TikTok recipes
is for you.
And
major.
Stuff?
Yes.
It's huge.
And you will find people that were giving you tricks on tips on how to do stuff, showing you baking methods from places across the globe that you would never be able to
so
see on
So it's
your
not
own.
Just because, like, my whole idea of TikTok was these stupid people just, like,
dancing?
You know,
no, that's not
dancing.
Yeah. I thought
or, like,
off like that, but
you know,
no.
like, other people's voices and they're mouthing the words and
no,
stuff like
that.
That's
exactly what I thought. That's why I wanted to tell you
anymore.
It's far more educational and like encompassing than I ever thought it would be.
Maybe
and I don't follow anybody
out.
That's younger than, I don't know, 20 or whatever.
Okay.
So,
I'll
yeah,
check
it's
it
there.
Out.
I watch people cut wood and like build, you know.
You guys have sold me on it. Okay.
Bob the Builder.
Mission
yes,
accomplished. Look
yeah,
at that. Coming up, the dump. It's Travis and Sliwa, the last one of the year, proverbially. 710 ESPN.
All right, guys. Do you guys know who Katie Ledecky is?
Of course I know who Katie Ledecky is.
I'm
just going to
double check.
She's only the best
Beto,
swimmer
you know?
On earth.
Yeah.
Katie Ledecky?
So, yes.
Swimmer?
She was named the AP Female Athlete of the Year for the second time. Last night I saw this graphic. She has the 23 top times in her best event, the 800, of all time. So it's like they showed a graphic of the top 23 times. It was all Katie Ledecky. It's like insane the amount of dominance she can have in her sport. And that, you know, we only see her once every 4 years in the big stage. But it is kind of, you know, it's cool that she got the Female Athlete of the Year. Do you guys have your favorite athlete of the year, male or female?
Oh,
I hadn't thought about that. I should have thought about that. But I will say that Katie Ledecky from the DMV area, so people see her with some regularity.
I used to swim against her.
Yeah, she's a very cool person in public. And her levels of records are beyond Gretzky-like. You can rename them Ledecky-like when it comes to dominance in terms of one person in their own individual sport.
Beto, do you have a favorite athlete?
Of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't really think about that. I,
Judge?
It's not Mateo Duran? What are we doing here?
Nah, he ain't doing a damn thing for me right now. That fool's expensive. He ain't my favorite. And if it was my favorite, it'd be my daughter, man. She's balling this year, so
fair
I'll
enough.
Take her.
Sweet.
Favorite athlete this year? I mean, let's go to Argentina. My boy Messi.
Hey.
There it is. Gets the World Cup, and he's getting tattooed all over the place. He's going to have murals, so I'm going to go with Messi, my guy for the year.
Great. So Denzel Washington's birthday is today. He's turning 68. Happy birthday
man.
To Denzel.
As he would
What's
do.
Your Denzel movie?
Training Day. Come on.
I've got a bunch. You got to understand that Denzel is my father's favorite actor. And he sees every movie of his. And so, like, I actually think his best actual performance in a role is in a movie called Flight. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but he plays an alcoholic pilot, not to stay on the theme of
so
airlines.
So good, so
but
good.
But
that
movie, I saw that movie and I was like, whoa. Like, that movie actually really affected me beyond kind of a Denzel level. I think it was an interesting look into sort of the psyche of man and addiction and all this other stuff. And it's, you know, based on real stories. So, like, I just – Denzel has such an incredible resume that it's hard to pick just one, but he is literally the guy that my dad will go see any film he's in first day, first weekend in the movie theater, no questions asked, no matter what it is.
Yeah, Denzel,
John Q is another good
John,
one.
That, John Q is good.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Denzel's cool because when he goes to Laker games, he goes looking like he just grabbed whatever sweats were on top of the bed and sits there, puts on a Yankee cap, and just chills. For me, it's the reason I said Training Day is because that's L.A., right?
Yeah.
So you're going down streets, born and raised here. You're like, wait, that's the Dickerson Gardens, that's Watts. They did it so well where you knew where they were at in the streets. And, you know, you're going into the neighborhood that you shouldn't be in there. So, yeah, that's the reason I like Training Day.
Great movie.
So Stan Lee would have been 100 years old today. And there's going to be a documentary about him on Disney Plus coming out this next year.
Hold on. I'm not that's DC Comics, Stan Lee?
Marvel.
Marvel. Okay.
Marvel. Yeah. He's the one who puts himself in all his movies in fun roles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a favorite comic book movie, anything like that out there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Into the Spider-Verse. I'm not a huge comics guy. I would say I was more comics adjacent in my life. A lot of my friends collected a lot of comics. I didn't have the kind of parents that were going to allow me to use my money on stuff like that. But I was very familiar with the worlds of said fantasies. And Spider-Verse was a movie that kind of changed my life. Once again, like, never mind the animation. You guys know I'm big in art and graphic design. So, like, just looking at it was one thing. But the story of Miles Morales and everything about kind of how he goes along through life as a young person in the city trying to figure out who he is, like, that movie, I still cry when I see that movie. And the soundtrack is a banger. And in that, Stan Lee plays, like, a shop guy who's selling him his, mm-hmm. like, who's selling Miles his Spider-Man outfit, like, as a toy. And it's one of his better cameos. And he's been in a lot of his own movies for various reasons. That one is cool because he is animated in his own animated film. It's pretty wild.
No clue about any of this stuff.
So, Stan Lee is a very, okay. he's a very acquired taste.
I know that he's yeah. very important in that world. I don't know the difference between DC and Marvel. I'm not hating on it. I've never read a comic book. I know Spider-Man, Batman. I just don't know anything else, and it's not really my interest.
This would be a good time for me to read a tweet, by the way, from the COT individuals, which is Beto being the typical, I don't want to get on TikTok, but would love it if he did hop on. So, yes.
No, I have TikTok. I have it. I just, and I use it. I look at it. I downloaded it yesterday just for you, CY, because I thought you were going to post something. No. I see the TikToks coming at me. I like it. I just don't want to post.
Scared of
yeah. you. No, it's just too much time.
You don't have to post. Yeah, again, I don't post. Yeah, so yeah. I will in the new year. Anyway, what's that?
So I sent you guys that the ratings between the NFL and NBA on Christmas Day. So it was very yeah. stark. So even the worst game for the NFL was at 17.15 million. The best game from the NBA was at 6.03 million, which is the Bucks and the Celtics. Do you think that there's ever going to be a time in which the NFL is not king of the ratings in that way?
No, and I also think that, though, there's some qualifiers that have to be in there. First of all, TV ratings are not really the best, and I'm not saying this to knock the stat because I do think it's important for a certain portion of America, but I think that the NBA is a global brand. The NFL is a national one. There will always be more people in this country who watch NFL football and college football and to some extent even high school football more than they watch NBA basketball. But if you get anywhere outside of this country and you look at the superstars, you look at the athletes who people actually know behind soccer, basketball is the number one thing on the list, and that's because of the NBA. So if you're an NBA fan, this is not the kind of argument you need to get into on Twitter with an NFL fan. It's not worth your time, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's a global league. There's a national league. And then there's the National League and the American League, which are way behind both yeah. of these. So.
And there's less NFL, there are less games, and
yeah.
you take advantage. We used to say, no, Thursday night, we don't want it. Why? It's diluted. We're watching. Preseason, there's a reason they play those games because they can make money. I mean, we're watching. You know, the Pro Bowl went away, but they're still going to find a way to find some kind of inclination for it because NFL fans cannot get enough of their teams.
Look, 17.5 million people, or 17.1 million people watched Bucks Cards, Beto. Were you one of those people?
Yeah.
I was not. That was one game I was like, yo, too much.
Yeah,
I can't watch this.
It was the only game on. It was marquee yeah. for the NFL. Of course I'm watching. It's Tom Brady. They just know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So are either of you guys interested in going to the F1 Grand Prix in Las Vegas next year?
Yeah.
I would go to that. I would absolutely go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found this article, and it was about what a $5 million Emperor package gets you. So it would get you a 5-night stay at Nobu's Hotel,
okay.
a 4,700-foot terrace capable of holding 75 guests.
So party
around
terrace.
The clock butler right, the service. Yep.
Oh, the butler. Okay.
Yep. You got a Zen garden. You have a media room, a billiard that. Table, a full bar, an outdoor kitchen, a sauna, a private spa treatment room,
okay.
a private entrance, a private dinner at the villa, 12 tickets to the Paddock Club, a private dinner with a Rolls Royce for the entirety of your, a private driver with a Rolls Royce for your entirety of your stay, spa services, and a VIP host to coordinate experiences at all Caesars properties. This sound good for you guys?
$5 million is a little steep.
Really? I would say only $5 million for all that stuff?
Well, I mean, the reason I say that is because, like, all that stuff is great if you're kind of like getting it for free. It's not that cool. Like, you know, if that's like, I get to win, I don't know, I get to win a sweepstakes and that's what I get. Sure, I'll take that. $5 million for that? That seems like a lot.
But then again, if you're looking at $5 million, you're looking at that like $5,000. If you're getting that kind of package, if you're doing it, you're like, man, this is nothing.
Oh yeah, you speak from experience on that front?
I let's just say I know some people in that circle. I don't know them, but I'll be the one of the guys that, you know how they get 75 people invited? I'll be number 74 on the list.
Guys. I got you.
Yeah.
If you're going to call something, though, an emperor's package, if it doesn't come with an empire, I don't want it.
I better have a robe coming out there for me. You know, I'm ready to go. But and I bet you, Emily, they'll sell out. They will sell out.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. How many of those can you actually do, though? That's a lot of human beings.
It's
how many people can win that you can actually take? Yeah, I was going to say it can't be more than 10 because that's just so much stuff going on.
I mean, there's so many billionaires out there. That's nothing. There's a lot of corporations that do it. Like they're doing it. Man.
That's true. Good
team. And it's a big, like, F1 is such a huge international thing. Like,
and in Vegas, now what's going to happen? They're bringing all the whales from across the pond and they're going to come and drop.
Casino terms.
Add a baby. Come on, don't you know me?
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to go to Vegas for Super Bowl. I'm trying to get one of those packages.
All right, well.
Ted Lasso.
That was the end of Travis and Sliwa. I said the name right. I almost said Allen and Sliwa that time.
I liked how you said Yates and Clinton earlier. That was
time
nice.
For Super. Did I say that? It's time for Supercross Talk.
Yates and Clinton.
All right, Supercross Talk, everybody. Who all's there? Momo, I can see you.
Mace is not here.
Mace is not there. Okay, very well.
Is he at home or?
I don't know.
Is he in the Comrex?
He went to the bathroom. He'll be back.
We'll figure that out later. Okay, so.
I wore my Football is Life shirt because I got one for Jorge as well. So I figured we'd be like Ted Lasso twins today.
Yeah, nice.
One of the things we've been discussing today, Momo, is the airport situation across the nation, which has been a complete disaster. And I saved this one specifically for Crosstalk. Because I wanted to know everybody's answer to this, because we've seen a lot of clips of people going crazy.
Yeah.
Going buck wild on different airport attendants, various people trying to come together to try to figure it out. I saw something yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw something yesterday that I've never seen before, and I've seen a lot of different things at airports. Dudes were walking down the baggage claim tunnel itself to go to the level of the plane.
Oh, wow.
Or rather, like,
stop
to
get their own bags.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. To get their own bags. And it was like one dude just jumped up on the thing, walked down in there, and then like 10 other dudes followed him. And I was like, how?
No.
I've never seen that before in my life.
So here's, okay, I've been having this thought lately. Can I do like a very short story time with Momo?
Sure.
Very short. When I graduated college, I did the very typical, buy a Eurail pass, like buy a cheap flight to Europe, buy a Eurail pass, go for 6 weeks, stay in youth hostels,
amazing,
yada yada. Okay, and when we got to Italy, they were having a transportation strike, and so when you're in Venice, like there's only a few ways to get around because it's like water everywhere,
right?
And you're waiting for what's called the vaporettos; those are the big water taxis, and they just weren't going. There was just a water taxi. There was just a strike from the people who work there, and I was like, so what do people do when the infrastructure doesn't work? Like, how do you get across there? And people go, well, you get another boat, or you just don't go to work that day, or you just figure something out. And they basically, like, the locals were like, it's broke. Like, in other countries in the world, sometimes things just break.
Yeah.
And people deal with it. And it's sort of a fact of life. Like, do you know my friend? She lives. She, one of the friends at Daniel's school. She's from South Africa. She's visiting her family there now. She said, "Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 hours a day that the electricity doesn't work."
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Really? Like the electricity just doesn't
just stop?
Go on? Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Like
sometimes.
Rolling blackouts all the time.
Yeah, like all the time. It's like a couple hours a night.
Is this a full throated defense of Southwest Airlines?
It's not a defense at all. It was story time with Momo.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And it's what's called a metaphor.
Oh, metaphor.
There we go.
Okay. Got it.
I'm learning a
and
lot
what
of
I'm
words
trying
today.
To say metaphor. Here is that we are incredibly spoiled in this country because most of the time things just work here.
Yes.
Things tend to work.
Well, that's why we pay so much for a flight.
I will give you that.
Pay a lot. They don't pay. It's not that much for Southwest.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
You don't pay for your flights.
I know.
It's a lot. It's expensive.
It is. I do pay for some. But on a flight personally or something, right? But I think that we're just used to systems working. Like, we're used to the flights working. And then if it doesn't work, if you get a delay, like, you still get your bags. Maybe you're a couple hours late, but it's not like this.
But you heard about the bags.
But not like this,
I know,
man.
The bags
this,
thing
so
is just,
is
here's,
crazy.
Here's a gigantic warehouse. Go find your bag.
And the whole
Good
story
luck.
Of the last 2 or 3 years has been supply chain interruptions, has been transportation interruptions. Just things don't work right.
I gotta say.
And it's like, was this a good metaphor story time? I don't
know. No, you're right, because you're right. I do think that there's something about that, because we talked about this before, which is that half the battle in these situations is not upsetting yourself as much as anything, so that you don't trip out based on it. But I gotta say, of all of the characters whom I would like to interact with, even in a bad situation, baggage handlers are at the bottom of the list. I am not going to tango with somebody at their place of work in their lion's den whilst they're throwing various things around. Those people are strong.
And I also think, literally, and don't you think this is a part of a larger issue, which is that the people who work for these airlines, okay, whether it's baggage handlers, the gate agents, they are taking all the front line of passenger frustration.
Yeah, that's no fun.
And yet they're being paid the least.
Yeah.
And some of this is like, even when you go to like Target and people are like yelling at the person at Target, or you're yelling at, like, you're yelling at the people who have nothing to do with it and get paid the least.
Well, that's why you hear people say, it's not worth it. I don't get paid enough for this.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to steal? Go ahead. I don't get paid enough for this.
Which is why people, this is, and something to me feels wrong in society when people all have this general sense of like, I'm not getting paid enough to deal with this.
Right.
Which means we just need to pay people more.
Yeah, totally.
The CEO for Southwest made $3 million this year.
Yeah.
Is
that
Mace
right?
Mace, or any
it's
of your
kind of low. I thought it would be higher.
Yes.
That's his base salary.
In fact, Juan's dad and stepmom flew Southwest to L.A. They just they were supposed to leave yesterday morning. They instead left on a United flight early this morning, and they did make it back to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And I heard Amanda saying she thinks that Southwest is going to go away.
No, it's too
it's
federal government investigation now.
Like, Southwest is essential to business travel in all over the country to regular travel. Where you don't have other options for these routes. Nobody else flies those routes with the frequency and cost effectiveness of Southwest.
To agree, Momo, that there's got to be a serious overhaul.
100%.
The idea of just shutting down an entire network of planes at one time is dangerous.
By the way, I was
also reading that this is the second straight year it's happening. It happened last Christmas, too.
It happened to me on Southwest. I think we told the story on air last time. I was flying to my college reunion.
Right.
And there was like, all they said, there was an electrical outage at the Salt Lake City airport. And that's why, and it just had a domino effect all throughout. And then there was a storm or something. But from what this is a very small, I'll tell this fast. Apparently, most airlines work on a hub and spoke.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Versus a point-to-point system. Absolutely.
Correct.
We talked about this a little bit on our show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Airline talk, baby.
Yeah. Airline talk.
No, but it's a real thing. Everybody's like, I just think we're all grappling with this idea that expectations we have about things working in this country have been shattered. Like, things just don't work right now.
Right.
The supply chain's messed up. Like, you order
United
something.
United worked. Delta worked. American worked.
You should have
worked.
This not explanation really. For somebody who's laying on the floor at LAX waiting for a flight.
Yeah.
I mean, for 2 days.
If it were me, I would just drive. I would just, but you can't get a rental car.
You can't get a rental car because the rental prices have been jacked up.
That's what Juan's dad was going to do. He's going to get a rental car and can't drive.
And you can't afford it, too.
Right. It's expensive.
A rental car between right now, you get it for $1,000, maybe.
So we go like big picture. This is why.
You stay home.
Necessity is the mother of all invention, right?
Yes.
So my friend was having a situation, and I was looking at other rental car options. Do you know that you can rent other people's cars?
Yes, there's like an Uber for renting
for
a car.
It's called, what's it called?
Turbo.
It's not Verbo, but it sounds
it's like Turbo.
No, Turbo, T-U-R-B-O. Yeah, Ireland uses Turbo sometimes.
Another one. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is, the things just need, and part of the reason why things are just not working is that things are done on such a small margin that when there's not a margin for error, it's like when I don't leave enough time to get here, and then there's a little traffic.
Well, that never happens.
I mean,
from the valley, traffic.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
But it's like if you leave and it should take you 45 minutes to get someplace, you should leave an hour early. But if you leave 50 minutes early, that's only a 5 minute margin for error.
Yeah.
It's not enough time.
By the way, isn't Momo's WPM amazing?
Words per minute.
Words per minute. Oh. She's unbelievable. I mean, seriously, I love
she's
working
a pro.
With Momo.
We all excel at that.
And I love the metaphors.
This is the best story time.
That's why she's on the radio and TV.
This is the around the horn training right here. You got to get those words in,
bro. This is actually
you're watching a professional here.
Around the horn is like the opposite of this. Around the horn is like, shut up. We got to move on to the next one.
You do have to talk fast.
But you have to get a lot of words in because they're going to tell you you're done and they're going to move on to the next person if you don't make a point.
point.
I talk a lot faster because of that television program that I used to back in the day.
Did Jack's parents see any celebrities yesterday?
Juan's parents?
I mean, where'd they go?
Juan's parents, they did not see any celebrities.
Where'd they go?
Let's see. They went to
Craig's?
Sunset Tower. Is
that
a place?
Yeah.
Sunset Tower is on Sunset in sort of where all the big billboards are.
Yep.
They saw somebody that they thought was vaguely familiar.
Got it.
She's a redhead, and that's all they know.
Oh.
They should have taken a picture.
You, gotta go to Craig's.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Craig's.
No, they're gone now. Next time. They're going to come
back.
Did
you show them the picture of Adam Sandler?
No, I did not. I did not.
I saw that picture, by the way, and I immediately texted Momo. I said, oh, yeah. Creeper shot for sure.
Super
like,
creeper.
It's not like you wouldn't even necessarily be able to tell it was him unless you were told it was him.
And you sort
that's
of
how far off in the distance.
You definitely disguised the fact
shooting
that
up.
It's like, I was sly like,
no,
on this.
Yeah, no TMZ skills on you. Huh?
Yeah, no.
Mace, speaking of pictures, we discussed this earlier in the program.
Yeah.
We have come, it has come to my attention because you sent it to us, this photograph of you, Amanda, and Jamie Maggio.
Yes.
And you look tanked. Please tell us the story of this party, this night, and this
photograph. Okay, so I heard Beto reference the actual party, which was
Ben Lyons'
party at this bar in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so that's the one where Fergie was at.
See, she showed up.
So I was hanging out with Boss Amanda and Jamie Maggio, and it was, when I walked in, somebody handed me a fatty, and it was over. I was just gone for the night. Gone for the night. It was just like, it was a nuts night. Now, I don't have clear recollections of this. Boss Amanda, do you remember, you were pretty straight and narrow there. Do you remember anything from
this night? I was a sober one.
I remember everything from that night.
How bad was I?
You were super, super, super high. I mean,
who was
your
in the blood
eyes
rotation?
Were so bloodshot.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
I look like Cappy.
Who was in the rotation? Who were you smoking with?
He has no clue.
I think strangers.
I think it was just
it was maybe
Ben's
like what
friends.
40 people, maybe not that many people in that bar.
It was a small spot.
Honest, I think it was Ben's joint. I think Ben gave me the joint. We went out on the sidewalk, we smoked, and then I don't remember most of the rest of the night.
Wow.
Except the weird thing was Fergie was at the party, and she was also
on the TV. That's what
New
I said.
Year's
yeah,
Eve.
Yeah.
It was so
and she
weird.
Told us that they had recorded it like months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a fun. I personally love New Year's Eve. Our anniversary will be 17 years on New Year's Day.
That's awesome.
Which is like 50 in gay years. And exactly.
Make the boys go crazy.
Yes. And so I love New Year's Eve because it's our time. And we, by the
that's
way,
cool.
do
cool.
watch CNN. It's not for the politics. It's for the craziness.
If I would have known there's people getting loaded on CNN, I'd watch it.
Say, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that, Mace? Are you looking forward to seeing sober analysts or sober anchors on New Year's
Eve? Don't want sober.
Now it's just
going to
be boring.
Cooper. Now I did hear that Andy Cohen he came out and said I'm still getting drunk, and Andy Cohen was the highlight of last year because he just started yelling things from this platform. Like ABC had Journey playing, and Andy Cohen turned and yelled at the stage. That's not Journey without Steve Perry.
And that guy's good, though. The Filipino dude, he gets down.
And then they also had, remember, Mayor Bill de Blasio he kept yelling, you are the worst mayor ever.
Wow.
He just kept yelling.
Andy Cohen?
Andy Cohen, if I may, I thought Andy Cohen went a little far with that. Because,
did you?
Like, that's not what I don't need people to be drunkenly harassing people. I just like to see the people that are normally very buttoned up having a lot
it's
more fun.
It's actually funnier
for each other.
When Anderson Cooper is
to host,
a toasty.
You know who needs to host one this year?
Who?
TJ and Amy. You know who I'm talking about. Those two should
morning,
have
America.
Their own friggin' New Year's Eve special.
The company,
I would
you know what? They should just lean into
that.
Wait, Good
like
Morning
a
America.
Mug. Yes.
Yeah, Good Morning America.
TJ Holmes and Amy Robach should have
could
their
you imagine
own
the ratings
New Year's
for that?
Oh, yes,
everybody
I can.
Crush.
I have no
the
idea
roof.
What's going on.
They should do that.
TJ
they
and Amy were the hosts,
are still
two
are.
Of the hosts
still
of
are the
Good
hosts
Morning
for
America.
What
happened to Robin Roberts?
They fell in love. Robin Roberts is still doing the main.
But they were both married to other people.
Yes. There was
Whoa!
A very scandalous affair that was quite fun.
They took them off the air for a while. Are they back?
I'm not sure, but it involved a personal investigator or PI, whatever, you know, private investigator.
Wait, this sounds like the show that Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston are on.
Yeah,
the morning show. It was a little morning bit show. Like a morning show.
But it was all consensual.
Yeah.
Like the one.
Yeah, there's no.
The morning show.
There's no Me Too anything like okay. that, which was morning show.
Those two, this is what I'm saying. I go to New Year's parties, New Year's broadcasts for that kind of stuff. Yelling at randos on the street is just kind of boorish. I do think it's cool.
So
to see
Andy Cohen is a guy just getting drunk.
You don't know who Andy Cohen is?
No idea.
Have you ever
watched a Bravo show?
Have you never been part
the Bravo
of the
shows?
Bravo universe?
I watch the shows, the Housewives. What's
he's
he do?
The Watch What Happens Live guy.
Oh, I don't watch those.
Yeah,
the post game.
But even then, they cut into the show sometimes.
Right,
you know,
the like post game shows. I don't watch. Yeah.
You haven't seen the commercials.
John Ireland is so into Watch What Happens Live. He and Mike Trudell actually went to see it live.
No, I have no
idea. And I've argued Andy Cohen should use him. You know, they always have the pretend bartender.
Yeah,
John Ireland should be a bartender one night and watch What Happens Live. He'd be awesome. He'd be awesome.
So he gets drunk and just yells at people.
TJ and Amy.
Correct.
That's awesome.
By the way, what is the
I do that for free.
The Oppenheim Group is the real estate agency from what?
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that Juan's dad wanted to go see. They went over and they drove to see the Oppenheim Group, which apparently.
Was Chrishell there?
She was not. Apparently, it's very unimpressive. Do you like
I love her.
It's Chrishell, right?
Yeah, Chrishell. Yeah, she used to be soap opera. I love her. I don't like the show. I love her.
Yeah. Oh, she's just.
That's not even my style, but it is now.
She's out there.
Yeah.
She's out there. Yeah. She's doing it.
Great Instagram.
Yeah.
So, see, I know her. I don't need no Andy Cohen.
Is this going to be the last live show of 2022 for the station, or are other people doing shows?
No, because we still have Friday.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
Friday
be there
from
Friday.
1 to 3 with Clinton and Andy.
I'll be there Friday.
Nice.
That might be, Amanda, that might turn into a drinking show, just so you know.
Because No drinking allowed.
We don't need our license to be revoked. So
right.
That was sort of a joke.
That is too bad. That is too bad.
Wait, Mason
I took a shot, Mace. I took a shot.
Don't say that. So. I didn't do it on purpose. That wasn't intentional on my part at all.
It was Morales' fault.
It was Chris Morales.
You know what?
I think Chris
is bad peer pressure.
Yes.
And the thing was,
he was.
Mason's wasn't on the air during the
you
show.
You kind of are too,
it
Beto.
It was before.
Of course I am. It was before.
It was Beto and Chris. When I went to the softball game, both of you guys were trying to get me to drink, right?
Yeah. Well, I just offered. Like, you could have said no.
Yeah, but you were like, here's my flask. Drink it now. And I was like,
No, I did not have a flask. I had a bottle.
To be fair,
Beto doesn't hide it.
The softball game situation was a little different. We were outside. It was more of a cookout vibe.
Yeah, Mason's was at a remote.
You could say no.
Mason's was at a remote.
Like, right.
Like, super sleep deprived.
At a restaurant.
Still nursing.
How good was the drink, though?
It was good. Yeah. It was really good.
Tequila squirt.
Wasn't the softball game one of the highlights of I thought that was
the Mandy's and the softball game.
Mandy's and the
softball game. Two highlights for sure.
Excellent.
They were great.
It was great for the community.
We're doing the Mandy's again, right?
Yes. The next few years.
The new venue is awesome.
I heard there's something planned for March, but we're not talking about it
yet.
But
not
a big
we're not discussing that yet. Okay, good to know.
Yes.
And then are we doing another softball game?
That's the plan.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
quality.
Man.
Biggest year ever for
me. Yeah, 2023 should be awesome.
That was like a big game for me. That was like emerging from the postpartum cocoon.
Yeah, you needed that.
You turned into a butterfly.
I was like, I'm getting out of the house. I haven't been out of the house in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Nobody has seen you in years. We see you on TV, but we hadn't seen you in person.
It was a long time.
And by the way, as a pitcher, you threw a gem.
Yeah,
that was
good.
A gem of a game.
I mean, I gave up like 8 runs, but
that's two in softball. Great job,
on
Mason.
I thought the fact that I threw strikes was pretty impressive.
Yes. That was very impressive.
Like things that people could hit. Like you didn't have to help me out.
They were doubting me.
I was doubting myself. I was like, I haven't really done this in a while.
Yeah, what a cool
night. I was like, Mace, I don't really know if I'm a
good pitcher. A lot of fun.
Yeah. That pitcher's mound is very far away.
It's far.
I didn't realize it until I went out there and I was like, oh my gosh. Like to pitch underhand?
Yeah.
From that pitcher's mound was far.
Yeah, Momo, she was dealing.
Yeah, everything was fun. It was a good year for the station.
Her stuff was filthy, by the way.
An umpire that shows up on time and it's actually good.
Let's try to do that.
We'll work on that.
So guys, thanks. We're gonna take over things here and
see y'all,
Clinton. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you, Beto, as well.
Adios, ustedes.
Okay. Ciao.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. It's Momo in for John 710 ESPN.